What's the thing you hate the most about the moon?
Judgmental eyes.
Coming back every day looking at me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, look at me. I'm so far above the earth. Ooh, pitiful little humans.
Yeah. I hate its tiny, dainty feet.
Yeah.
But it is very superior. It is like, what's it doing all the way up there?
It's so great.
It's not.
It's not that great, no. Frankly.
No world. Atmosphere.
Look at me, I'm the moon. I'm going to come by and borrow your Blade 2 DVD and then never give it back. And what are you going to do about it? Come up here and get me on the moon. F*** you.
F*** you and the moon you rode in on.
How did the moon get to you?
I don't want
to
talk about it. It was a different time of my life.
Moon's over Bryan.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues, Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the episode.
Hi.
Hello. I always do that. I always draw that out.
Yeah. You do. It's like it's your trademark.
I guess.
It's become a nice welcome to everyone listening.
Oh, I hope so.
I always like it.
Oh, thanks. Today we're doing a special.
No, it's
one.
Special.
It's special.
It's the moon's birthday.
It is.
Happy birthday, moon.
To moon.
You know, keep that DVD. It's a gift now.
It's the anniversary.
You didn't get the moon anything, did you?
No, I didn't, no.
It's actually the anniversary of us just throwing things at its face.
It might be the anniversary of Blade 2's release. I don't know
possible.
When it came out.
It's distinctly possible.
Don't bring it up, Bri is very touchy about that.
I know.
What if there were, like, vampires? That's Blade 2.
Yeah. Like vampires, but some vampires and your vampires.
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.
Anyway,
should we go to the news?
Yes.
Current Zero News Flash.
Hey, welcome to the news. First up in the news, I don't know, you can tell me what's up in the news.
A pretty big Mad Magazine.
Yeah.
Is now not making a magazine anymore.
Well, when does that start? Like, they've got a couple more?
I am not sure. I did not pay that much attention.
Let's go to something else and come back to that.
It's almost like print is dead.
I don't know. My computer died the other day and Merc was very snarky about it.
Oh, no.
He was right.
I'm sorry. It got canceled at one point before, am I wrong? I feel like it was sort of a revival.
I think there was a bit of a revival, but it's essentially has been going pretty much for 67 years.
Yes.
I think that's pretty hefty.
Yes,
even
absolutely.
With the odd gap.
So, no longer sold on newsstands by the end of the year, and additionally, outside of end-of-year review issues, publication of future issues will no longer feature new content, with the magazine instead relying on classic content from its 67-year history. So no new content.
So then it is being put out, but just not.
It's just the
collections of Al Jaffe.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's same old shit.
It's a museum to itself now.
God, I hope Will Sasso is going to be okay.
It's a satire of itself.
Has anyone checked on him?
Alfred E. Newman did.
Should we worry? Alfred, should we?
No. Who's the voice in The Simpsons? I have no idea. Something like that, yeah.
Give me Kaputnik and Phone Bone. I want to see the drawings for the new kids on the Blick. And where's my verschlagener pastrami sandwiches?
What else is going
on? Paper Girls.
Yes.
Got a series commitment from Amazon, I guess Amazon Prime.
Yep.
They're turning that into a show.
Nice.
With, I guess, Legendary Pictures and Plan B are making that for Amazon. Showrunner Stephanie Folsom, I guess she was like a writer on Toy Story 4 and has written a bunch of stuff, so don't know any much more about
mostly
it, but
yes,
that is happening. Why the Last Man, I think, is still, they got a new showrunner or something. Well, yeah, it looked like this was a few weeks ago or something that I read it, but I guess they have a new showrunner and they're kind of regrouping and they're going to give it another shot, so we'll see. It could be good times for Bryan K. Vaughan.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll have like Bryan K. Vaughan vision.
Yeah, exactly.
And get his own streaming network.
which will quickly fold into another streaming network.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which will itself quickly fold into Disney.
Yeah.
Which will eat itself like an Ouroboros.
Also announced, Hellblazer is returning to comics.
Yeah.
And it's actually going to be returning to DC under the Sandman universe.
I didn't know it had like its own.
So that's like an imprint now, or its own.
Yeah, it's kind of the
area.
Thing that I guess Neil Gaiman is curating whatever he's doing. Like, okay. I don't think he's actively writing it. He might be like plotting stuff and guiding. Handpicking people to.
There's one thing I've always said about Neil Gaiman. He's always plotting things.
He is that son of a bitch.
So they're, Vertigo doesn't exist, obviously, but it kind of seems to be returning to the spirit of that a little bit, maybe, because it's like back to Hellblazer and it's like tying it back into that, Sandman, which it was, they crossed over and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be like. Classic Constantine back, because they kind of like rebooted him with the whole New 52 thing and made him like 20 or something. Like, great.
Yeah, well, like, and
he got de-stinged.
He was in Justice League Dark, and he seemed like normal Constantine to me.
But, I didn't change him too much or anything like that, but it just seemed like with that entire period, everybody was like being like young and sexy.
Yeah.
And like I liked about Constantine is he got to be old and sexy.
Hello, John Connery.
Like Helen Mirren.
Yeah. I just watched, what the hell was that?
What did you watch?
Winchester?
Okay,
I had no idea what it was, and I just clicked the thing, just look at the read-up on it, and it was like, Helen Mirren in a horror movie about the and it's based on a true story, kind of, and I was like,
I want to go to that house. They have tours.
They do. I actually researched it afterwards, looking at little videos. I'm like, that is amazing. Mm-hmm. That house is crazy.
Yeah. I was hoping they'd go a little. I saw the movie. I was sort of about it. I kind of hoped they would go a little more. It was fun, but I wish they would have gone a little more like just nuts with it. But
pure science with it.
I wish it would go a little more into the madness or something like
Needed more just dragons sort of, and puppets.
It did need more dragons and puppets.
Yeah,
as all things do.
Really?
So how many puppets were in it?
5.
Cool.
And they were all Helen Mirren.
Like a Muppet version.
There's a Muppet version.
And like a Grog version.
Yeah.
And there was a Muppet Angel. Too.
I was thinking of a real angel.
Getting into real life a little bit, but so there's been this ongoing sort of issue with police sort of adopting the Punisher logo. So a few things recently that seems it's coming to a, to a head. I don't know how to word this, but so basically police are often using the Punisher logo, like a blue version of it or something to sort of...
To qualify, like not all police.
Not all,
it's
of
really
course.
It seems to be a select
every
number.
Single cop.
Just a bunch of bad ones.
No, yeah.
Well,
certain areas, not everyone by, of course, but...
And they're often adopting the blue...
Yes. Which...
Punisher logo, like a variation of
On a
of
couple
it.
Of levels, like a... Yeah. This is a murderous vigilante who does not follow the law that the police are supposed to uphold. Is that the term? Mm-hmm. Ah, there it is. For starters. And secondly, if you're supposed to be like to protect and serve, it's a skull.
To punish and serve?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, yeah. So that's
to
been
punish and gunish.
Controversial, to say the least. And one of the most recent, very recent Punisher comics actually addresses this dead on, where like the Punisher comes across a bunch of police officers that are basically like huge fans of his, and like they show him that like they've adopted his symbol, and
symbol on the car
police car, and he literally like pulls the decal off and tears it up in front of them and is like, "You're not supposed to be me."
And then they arrest him.
You're supposed to be different.
If you want a role model, look at Captain America.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like that's one. I mean. It was inevitable that the comics would have to address this thing at some point, and I'm glad they did that way. Mm. But more recently, police unions, I don't know I don't know which one, to be honest. I should have written that down.
I was just quickly
reading
it over.
There was a big police union that is basically encouraging their members to adopt the Punisher skull out of solidarity.
What? Like, why?
Because they believe that there's, and I understand what they're saying, but it doesn't make sense.
What are they saying?
They're basically saying, like, this is the symbol that if you show this, you're showing solidarity that all police aren't bad. But I'm like,
but
that's like putting the swastika up and saying, this is very much the wrong
symbol. You had your pick of symbols and you picked the wrong one.
This is what you narrowed down.
I have a fun idea.
Okay.
For police, if you want to show solidarity for police and you want a symbol, it could be police badge, because you're police officers, not the f***ing Punisher. What the f***?
But that police union rep, or like the leader, whoever it was, said, and I'm paraphrasing, basically said, you know, you can take any symbol and somebody's going to misconstrue it or whatever. It's like, no, there's no misconstruing this.
It's a skull.
Have you read any of them? Did you watch the show? Like, this is not what
the entire point is. He is a murderer who does murders. He
is a psychopathic serial killer.
Yeah.
Like, he's the guy you're supposed to catch.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got a little more news to talk about, but let's talk about it in the warm-up.
Yes.
How's that sound?
On my way to the warm-up.
Welcome to the warm-up.
We made it.
That's what my elevator sounds like. Sideways.
If you're starting some tapes, it would go.
I like it. Ah, yeah. So, a little controversy online. You may be familiar with a cover artist by the name of Arthur Sydam.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that, you know, he's a cover artist. You know, like a cover artist, like someone who only does other people's songs?
No. Well, so, funny you bring that up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What is the current controversy?
He kept stealing other people's songs.
This is the Beatles.
He keeps playing what? Beatles songs.
Yesterday?
Like, hey guys, you've never heard this before because the Beatles don't exist.
It's performance art.
Yeah.
What'd he do? What'd he do?
So he's been doing some variant covers for the deceased.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's one of those things. The first time you see it, it's like, it's sort of cute. And every time you see it, it's like, no.
The B sharp.
The B sharps, yes.
How about
deceased?
Perfect.
It's for that, like, zombie DC book. So he's been doing variant covers, and a lot of what he does are homages to classic covers, except with zombies. So he kind of just does his painter-y version of, like, a classic comic cover, and except there's zombies
and
in this one.
Let's...
Yeah.
He is a good artist.
Yeah.
The stuff that I've seen him do in a painterly style is very nicely done.
We're not saying he's not a good artist.
No, he's got the chops to do
it. Absolutely. But much like some other artists who have the chops, it maybe gets a little frustrating when he's just full on just stealing people's shit.
What is he stealing this time?
In this case, he recreated...
people's songs.
So it was the Killing Joke cover. So it's a version where...
The Brian Boland.
Where the Joker is cover. A zombie taking a photo, you know what I mean, that iconic cover. So one, I mean, you know, it's a recreation of the actual cover, and it looks it's pretty close. It's not like absolutely identical. However, there's a cosplayer who...
in a photo.
Recreated that cover in costume and makeup.
Right.
And that one is literally, if you lay the two over top of each other...
Bang on.
Identical.
Yeah.
Nothing out of place. Not a single pixel out of place.
Let me just say, and I think Kyle and I had the same reaction when we first looked at it, that like we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt, not seeing the comparison, seeing like, okay, the Brian Boland cover and then the stuff that he did. You're like, oh, a cosplayer dressed up like that. Like, okay, well, maybe he used it as a bit of a reference. Like, and a lot of people do that. They see pictures and like, oh, just understanding folds and whatever. But yeah, when you overlay them.
There's an animated GIF in the article. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, wow.
And it's literally, you know, you look at how close it is. And I mean, like, it's done in that painterly style, but it makes me kind of wonder, like, did you just sort of use some Photoshop filters and change things?
There are a couple things where it's like, okay, the lighting is a bit more extreme here.
Yeah, so it's altered, but the base of this thing is 100% this photo.
Yeah.
Which is, again, somebody did that. That photo, that costume is someone else's art.
But then the other thing, like, I don't want to say in his defense, but it is in his defense. He did say something in his response. He's like, this is the only time I'm going to talk about this. But, you know, like, everybody uses reference stuff. And I do know artists that do the projection thing.
Yeah.
Like when you're doing working traditionally, not digitally, you project it and then you can trace it.
Yeah.
Onto an illustration board or whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
So effectively, you could have
just traced thing digitally. And I'm talking about myself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And again, that's totally legitimate.
Yeah.
But you are not.
Caravaggio did it.
You know, I feel like there's a line of like transforming it.
Yeah.
Where if it's literally, if you lay them over top, like just, you know,
yeah.
This doesn't.
There's getting like some points to for reference and having it. Just so it looks quite right. But then when it's bang on. That's when I saw the GIF. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Didn't realize this at the time, but apparently even they use like a skull as an image there, and somebody looked into it, and there's even like a photo of a skull that looks like he just sort of laid that on too. So he's using, and again, that is debatable.
Yeah.
But it's still kind
until there's a GIF of it.
Until there's a GIF of it, yeah.
All convinced.
There's another cover, I guess people after this happened noticed he did like a variant cover of kind of the classic Alex Ross Joker and Harley image where he's like in a tuxedo.
Fancy suit.
And she's in front of him kind of leaning back with her head with her arms.
Yeah, exactly. Him. So he did a version for Deceased that's like that where he's like a zombie and there's Harley. However, someone online noticed that the face is just literally they clipped Margot Robbie from Suicide Squad in that same costume in like sort of a dream sequence or something like that. And you can, if you look closely, you can see just the line where he just clipped it in Photoshop. Like it just, not even an attempt to blend it. It's just blatantly pasted on there.
Jeez.
So.
Yeah.
With like a little bit of a filter put over it. So.
You know what? I don't like ganging up and calling like the mobby thing.
I get
but you know what?
And I mean, DC owns that, so I mean, I guess he probably allowed to do it. But I mean, like the timing of that.
Come on! If you want it, hey, I'll do it for half of what he does.
He draws a good zombie.
He does.
I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. He'll knock it out of the park, DC. That's all I'm saying. You know, there's no actual...
What is our response to this?
Exactly. There is no actual... that is something that's debatable. Like, what point is, like, an homage? What point does, like, a reference sort of become...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
to the point
there's
where
a
you're
lot
stealing
of liberty.
Something.
Exactly. There's a lot of liberty. I would say this is where that line is.
Yeah. My original, when I first started reading it, I was like, oh, a cosplayer is getting pissed off about stealing... Like, you're literally taking a fictional character that's copyrighted and often you're doing the exact same pose but then it's like, yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
So it's...
Well, it's, you know, you're doing the same pose and that's... But, you know, if you laid that...
I don't think cosplayers
if you laid
are often
that photo
getting hired
over top
for many, many dollars. Though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were to lay the photo of you created the pose over top of the comic cover, it wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, exactly.
There'd be differences.
Well, no, I get it. Yeah. Well, it was just my initial thing of like,
no,
somebody who is borrowing exactly from this and trying to emulate exactly is pissed off because somebody is emulating them exactly. But then just the way, it kind of played out. I don't think so.
Bad, no.
Bad, yeah.
Bad, bad. But it's
I don't think the cosplayer was being sneaky.
No,
about what
no,
he was
not at all. Not at all. And it's two different kind of approaches and two different things. Yeah. So don't send me letters, cosplayers, emails. Or,
send them letters.
Yeah, or yeah, send a letter. I like a good postcard. Yeah.
Send it to Merc.
Care of Merkland.
Binford Tools.
Well, a serious conversation about a contentious issue. I think we need a little vacation. A vacation to the moon.
To the moon!
To the moon!
What the f***?
So we're talking about the moon, and the reason for that is because... I think the day this comes out, or, you know, within the week, is the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, which was not faked. Shut up. So we're...
It's totally faked.
Whatever. There's a breeze on the moon. Maybe I just need to rewatch The Shining.
Yeah.
Maybe.
There's a bunch of stuff in Dr. Sleep. Is that what the new one's called?
I think so, yeah.
It's like a sequel to The Shining.
What?
It's Danny.
You know
what
this?
No.
The kid's name is Danny?
Yeah.
He's
in the movie,
grown up.
Ewan McGregor. He's playing Danny Torrance. Oh,
the book came out like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Prince is dead.
Anyway. so we're talking about the moon. Where should we begin?
On the moon.
I assume the moon.
We're whalers on the moon.
We carry a harpoon.
But there ain't no whale, so we tell tall tales and sing a whaling tune.
There's lots of places on the moon. There's the blue area.
Well, that's the first thing I thought
of. Yeah.
And that, for those that don't know... I actually didn't know this.
I had to look it up a bit too.
I knew it was like that's where the Watcher.
Yeah, supposedly it's a breathable space.
It's a breathable space. The Inhumans had, they moved.
Adlan?
I always want to say Attila. Adlan, you're correct.
I don't know.
Adlan,
oh, let's watch the show.
Nobody did that.
No. Not even 3 seconds worth.
It was on the moon at one point.
Was it?
Well, yeah. That's what
I thought you meant the show.
No, well, it probably was.
Maybe. It screened exclusively on the moon.
Yeah, because they were on the moon because they were like, it was on Earth, and then because of their battles with humans and whatever, we're going to make our own place.
Screw you, we're going to the moon.
The moving bills were astronomical.
And then it was on Halla after that, I think.
Was it?
Halla, the Kree homeworld.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's right.
But, anyway.
But
wasn't it like in Jersey River or some point in Dreamers Marvel or something like that?
It's around there now. There's like, yeah. I mean, it got all blowed up. And so there's a bit of new Adlan. I don't know.
Yeah,
but that
knows?
Blue area, mm-hmm. which I thought was either supposed to be some naturally created thing or the Inhumans created it or the Watcher created it. It turns out the moon basically started the Kree-Skrull War.
Right.
In that the Kree and the Kotati competed to make a better habitat that became the blue area on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Kotati win...
And the Kotati, they're from the same planet as the Kree, right? They're like plant guys.
They are the plant ones. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, they look like big carrots or trees or something. Mm-hmm. But the Kree got pissy after that, and they were like, we're going to go attack the Skrulls. I don't really know the whole story. It just seems weird. Like, screwed it up for us. Let's attack the Skrulls.
Well, I think the Skrulls put them both there and were like, okay, have the contest.
Oh, did the Skrulls
organize that?
Okay, that's the part of the story that was left out in the original.
Maybe they were just looking for an excuse to attack the Skrulls.
Could be.
Skrulls got all the freedom over there.
Turn to a cat?
What's a cat?
What about a filing cabinet?
Why would I turn into a filing cabinet?
There's a lot of other stuff. There's like when supervillains or superheroes laser the moon.
I was betting on Chairface Chippendale coming up pretty quick.
But, I mean, we just touch on that. He did it, but he only got, a couple letters in.
Yeah, cha.
Cha.
Yeah.
And it wasn't it on there for the rest of the show?
Yeah,
it every was. Time you saw the moon.
And then that Galactus type figure took a bite of the moon and remained.
Oh, the brilliant.
Best. Just the best.
Brilliant.
Also, there was the one time where Superman thought he was going to die. So as one of his last things, he heat visioned onto the moon, do good to others, and every man can be a Superman, and then signed it Superman, and then under that signed it Clark Kent in brackets.
Did he actually?
Yes, he did.
He's so dumb. Oh man, I'm definitely gonna die. So I didn't. Oh no.
Gets a big super broom and...
I hope nobody's looked at the moon.
Oh, it was a new moon and he had a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And he spent it playing hockey. Nope. Polo. Yeah. Oh, the horse one.
Horse polo.
Polo, that's the one.
Horse polo.
Oh, polo. There's also... And this was one that I thought was interesting, going from writing stuff on the moon. Moon ads, which were a thing in, like, Judge Dredd.
Oh.
Like, ads on the moon. And at first I was like... Yeah, like that, I mean, that could totally be a thing. And then I thought about how big the moon actually appears in the sky.
Mm,
not that big.
That's a very small ad.
Yeah.
What are you going to advertise on the moon?
In fact, Clark Kent was probably pretty safe, because anyone looked up, they wouldn't be able to read all that.
Yeah, good point.
There's no way.
The moon is very far away.
It's true.
No one has telescopes.
I don't know how far away it is, naked but eye. Like, it's farther than you think.
It totally
it's
is.
It's not like 10 miles. It's like a bunch more than that. Like, at least 12.
So Buzz Aldrin always explained it. At least 12 miles.
I was so far from home.
Yeah.
At least 12 miles.
I stepped on your face, stupid.
I'm sorry if I've disappointed you. Would you like to yell at the moon with Buzz Aldrin?
Y'all seen Moon? You know that movie, Moon?
Oh, yes.
I haven't, actually.
Oh, you gotta see Moon.
That's
great.
You gotta see Moon.
The Rock. Is that The Rockwell? Is it The Rockwell?
Yeah, they said The Rock. Like, I meant The Rock.
Is it The Rockwell? It's The Rock and The Rockwell.
I love Sam Rockwell, and that is like one of those movies that's made for him.
Apparently, that movie came out 10 years ago now.
Holy crap.
And he's working on like a third thing that sort of ties in.
Moon 3.
Return to the Moon.
Return to the Moon again.
Return to the Sam. Rise of the Sams.
Rock on the Moon. Moon Rock.
Rockadoodle Moon.
What the f***?
Moon's a really good movie. I should see it. Because we would talk about it, but we don't want to spoil it.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, okay.
And if a listener out there has not seen it, it is literally considered one of the best sci-fi movies in the past several
years. And it's on Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah.
Woo! And it's Sam Rockwell.
Who directed that? Well. Directed them?
The same guy that did Mute. And he also directed, I was reading an article about him earlier today. Source
Steven
Code?
Spielberg.
Yes, definitely Steven Spielberg.
Yeah. Well, Moon was like the first movie he directed.
And I'm curious.
Which is amazing.
I feel like there's something to this. I'm going to follow it deep.
He did Mute, which came out like a year or so ago. And that
I don't know that one. That's got a
Moon cameo. No, it's got like a cameo.
It's got the moon in the background.
No, it's got a courtroom scene with a certain character
and
a bunch of characters. It's pretty good.
I was going to say, I thought it was on the tip of my tongue. I wanted to make sure it was correct. The director was Duncan Jones, who you might recognize for one, a lot of pretty prolific career, and also being the son of David Bowie.
Oh, that makes sense.
What?
Yep.
I feel we've talked about this before.
I have never heard that before.
Literally David Bowie's son. Directed Moon.
Good for you, Bowie Jr.
Yeah.
Now he's the spaceman.
There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our mind.
What?
Should we talk about The Watcher?
We can talk about The Watcher. We can talk about John Jameson.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about Moon Knight.
Ooh. Oh, you know what?
We can talk about George Jetson. We can talk about whatever we want. It's our show. Where are you going?
He's very excited about something.
Wait, what are you doing with that knife?
This is for the moon.
The moon says nothing. It's a moon.
May I present the amazing Spider-Man with John Jameson on... A 45.
Ooh, Power
Records? My goodness.
It's one of the for book the book and record set. It's fun to read as you hear.
Power Records presents The Mark of the Man-Wolf. The Amazing Spider-Man has many friends, but Jonah Jameson, publisher of the powerful Daily Bugle, isn't one of them.
$1.98.
That's quite a bargain, frankly.
And it comes with the full comic.
With the full comic.
And it's, if you don't know the story, John Jameson, JJJ's kid.
JJJ. Oh, he's skipping.
Just slap him in the back of the head.
His like kid, a PlayStation 1.
He's an astronaut. And what is it? Like he picked up he's got a little stone that he got from the moon. Yeah. It's basically, it's turning him into a
world. It's like a moonstone.
It's a moonstone.
Yeah.
Oh, we could have talked about moonstone.
Oh.
The Hulk locks in with the lizard-skinned champion of the galaxies, while the Watcher observes in grim silence.
What's going on with the Watcher?
My neck is so small, how does my head stay up?
You mean Nick Fury Sr.?
Yeah.
No.
Whatever happened?
Ugh. That happened, and then they just decided to ignore it, I think. I don't know.
And then, Nick Fury White is never kind of... Is he popped up again?
Nick Fury White. I imagine he has.
The classic.
I imagine he has, but I not that I've noticed.
Yeah, I've not.
Is like the original Watcher dead still?
Didn't he kill him? I don't know.
That was that original story. That was it? He killed him.
Yeah.
Original
sin.
And then
he had to become the Watcher.
I don't know.
He had to watch himself.
And, like, Watcher's eye was magic or something. I don't listen.
Oh,
okay.
And that goofy eye guy.
Oh, the eye guy.
What the hell is his name? The bad guy.
Yeah.
Oh. Ghost Rider with the big just, like, orb. The orb?
I think it's the orb, yeah. Oh, we talked about orb.
Yeah.
He just got a big eye for a head.
He grabbed the eye and he just, like, got the power of it or whatever.
Yeah.
Comics are dumb.
These comics are so stupid.
I just want, like, literally next time Watcher shows up, it's just the Watcher's there, and it's just like, I thought you were dead. Nope.
Psych.
I was just in the toilet.
Why'd you think that?
Didn't you have, like, a Watcher wife and a Watcher baby more recently?
What?
Yeah. It was like...
just the way you said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was in...
a Watcher dog with a big head?
Future... I could be wrong, but I thought it was, like, Future Foundation...
Oh,
they had
God.
Like the book. They had like FF and
But who was watching the world while he was making babies?
The entire, the entire universe got destroyed and put back together. So there's no reason why the Watcher couldn't be back.
It's true.
With a wife and baby.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I just thought that was just friggin' adorable. No. Just both giant Watcher heads and just a giant... Well, babies have giant heads already, I guess. Yeah. But what if it was extra giant?
And they don't, and they don't make love in a traditional sense. They just smash their big heads together until they make a baby.
That's
Yeah, in a traditional sense.
This is just turning into Coneheads on the Moon.
Yeah.
Ah, Tang, the drink the astronauts took to the moon.
Astronauts to the moon.
Yeah, there is Moon Knight, of course. Mm-hmm. Which Khonshu, the Egyptian god
of the moon. The moon?
But then they did that whole little bit of a storyline where they were like, it was future Moon Knight and there were werewolves and stuff on the moon.
Werewolves on the moon.
Yeah.
Yep. They did. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, it all connects to, full moon stuff and lunacy, right?
Yes, yeah.
Because Moon Knight's a...
He just has issues to work through, okay?
Look, we all have issues. Zero issues. That's why you're listening.
Available on Stitcher and kind of iTunes and...
Whatever you call it.
Okay. Radio Public.
Radio Public?
I found us on Radio Public.
Oh, we're on Radio Public.
We're on things we don't even know.
I thought
about
you guys did that because we're available on Radio Public.
No, I didn't do nothing.
It's probably the same as any other podcast app where it crawls and it finds them and it puts them on there.
Yeah. Okay, then.
That's fine.
Good to know.
If you're listening to us through that, how we doing?
Can you hear me now? I'm on the moon.
And now for another thrilling dramatic reading. Prepare yourselves.
Space has just received a mysterious radio call from a lunar station.
Sorry, should we introduce this?
Oh, yeah.
We haven't, nobody's no, gonna yeah, know.
We haven't
it.
Done
Space,
it
Smith! Yeah.
For a dramatic reading, we have another thrilling Space Smith adventure.
By who?
Oh, the incomparable Fletcher Hanks.
Or Hank Christie, as it were.
Yeah.
He just changes his name all the time.
His real name was his real name Fletcher Hanks?
I believe so.
Yeah, who can tell?
Yeah. Does it matter? Not really.
No.
I find it
funny him changing the name like every comic he did. It's like, is anyone really going to mistake this for anyone else?
No. For those listening, if you've never actually looked at Fletcher Hanks' comic, please look it up immediately.
Yeah,
you need to see this to understand this. It is amazingly good bad.
Space has just received a mysterious phone call from a lunar station, inviting him and Diana to visit the moon for a close-up of a new comet.
Don't you think we should accept the invitation, Space?
She's a southern belle.
Yeah.
Well, of course. We'll see the comet of gold.
Space and Diana soon shoot out of the stratosphere, headed for the moon. Suddenly, the ship begins to swerve.
Something has drawn us off course, Diana.
It's kind of going into King of the Hill.
Oh my goodness. I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what, I can't control the ship any longer.
Look, Space! There's the gold comet we were talking about! Oh, good heavens! We're gonna crack up on him!
Somebody on the comet must be magnetizing us!
The ship starts rocking, and its speed...
Don't... When I
don't
the
come,
rocket,
don't come a knocking! Oh, God. The ship starts rocking, and its speed gradually diminishes.
Now he's using rays.
Then the rocking ceases, and Space Smith lights a cigarette. No. Then the rocking ceases, and the ship lands gently on the gold surface of the comet.
The comet is all gold, Space!
But not the people. Look what is coming!
That's literally what's written.
O-OH-H.
With an exclamation mark. I thought the ship stopped a rocket. From out of a glistening portal.
Get that washed.
Straight for the stranded ship. March headless soldiers with ray projectors and energy tubes. They're just burly dudes with eyeballs on their chests and no heads.
There's no head. They're just torso eyeball dudes.
Yeah, it's
really nice eyes. You have the most beautiful eyes.
I know.
One eye. One central eye.
I think you're lost hideous.
Did you ever see such hideous creatures?
We must put on our anti-ray belts.
A radio order fills the air.
Take the Earth people to my emerald gas chamber.
And inside the ship?
Offer no resistance, or the headless ones will destroy you.
Some great central force is controlling this entire comet. Look up in that tower, Diana.
In the Tower of Gold sits the Thinker. By means of his elaborate controls, he inspires all the movements of the inhabitants of the comet.
And just to describe him.
It's something.
He melted.
He is a melty,
liney, melty, wrinkly.
He aged and melted.
Yeah. He's got like a riptide and an ep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like if you smacked him in one spot, it would just.
Yeah.
So he's pointing at us, or he's watching them from a weirdo screen, and says,
"The Earth Woman shall become my Empress Goddess, and the man shall be made into a headless vassal."
Under the Thinker's direction, the headless soldiers use their ray projectors to vibrate the sides of the ship until the porthole latches until the porthole latches unfasten the windows.
Come a rockin'.
It's a rockin'.
Run for the emergency door, Diana. Watch out for my huge arm. It's enormous. That's really big arm. Stand back, you brainless stooges.
He's just punching them in their chest eyes.
Arms. There's like 70 windows on this ship, and they're coming through all of them. It looks like the back of the, for a long time, the honeycomb cereal box had the same background. That was like a 2D cutout of a spaceship, and it's what it looks like.
Like, what do you put on a spaceship? What's a good idea? Lots of windows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Now, of course.
Bunch of holes.
So, Diana opens a door,
I guess, and so.
Hurry up, Spice!
Space and Diana escape by way of the emergency door, leaving the bewildered soldiers inside.
We must reach that laboratory and destroy the central control. The entrance to the tower is open. I am talking about things that are very obvious.
You have blonde hair!
My arms are huge! So are yours! And your waist is like the size of your neck.
And your neck is the size of two arms!
So,
it's a math problem.
So, you see...
Bad guy.
The thinker. The thinkster.
Just surrounded by just... crazy devices.
It's a record.
Yeah, there's a record.
Record plant.
There's some sort of weird, just, there's like a big kind of...
Dildo.
Big dildo.
Just waiting for someone to
say
that.
That's bent over, and there's like a pencil in the end, just threatening to poke him in the eye. Mm-hmm. And then you have...
a bunch of curly wires coming out of another dildo. And a cake.
That's a leftover pube.
Just and a roll of tape.
And a red cake with yellow frosting.
Oh, yeah. Mm. It's his birthday.
And an oven.
Oh, it's fresh out of the oven.
So you've come to try to attack me, you fools. Trying to match wits with me, eh? Well, you have come to your doom.
A pair of steel tongs suddenly seizes space.
I'm a solid.
No.
You shall join the You shall join the ranks of the headless ones. Look upon the viewplate. The woman shall dwell in the flame-girded cage of solitude.
I thought he was making her like a goddess empress, and he's just putting her in a flamey cage.
Yeah, it's literally just like a giant birdcage with a chair.
It was a euphemism.
I'm pretty sure she'd just die, but okay.
I'm gonna eat her.
So he's in these, like, that look like kind of like bug pincers.
Yeah, like pincer a pincer thing.
Quick, Diana, pull all the levers you can reach.
It does seem like he could just slip out of though.
Quick, Diana, my arms, they're useless.
Without delay, Diana leaps for the controls.
With just a flat blue background.
Just gunning it.
And the detail in the next one.
My Billy, age 4.
Just a bunch of impact things. She begins pulling levers and pressing buttons until the crackling of unreleased energy is deafening. The blinding flashes suddenly cease, and on the floor lies the Thinker.
He's doing the dab.
Yeah, he's dab.
He's dabbing.
He's dabbing and planking. He's covering his bases. He's very forward thinking. Space finds himself released.
Great work, Diana. You must have wrecked the whole system. Now we can operate the ship.
The Headless Ones, no longer controlled by the Thinker, rush wildly about, killing each other. Good
They're all
God!
Just punching each other.
Just for no reason.
Torso! Torso!
Yeah, it's a torso fight.
Some of them pursue Space and Diana.
We are too swift for them.
Space and Diana reach their ship in safety.
No more comments for me, Spice.
Follow the next adventure of Space Smith. Yeah. I feel like we will. At some point in the future.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah. I gotta say, that's not our first Space Smith adventure.
It isn't, eh?
When are we gonna get back to Taboo?
That one isn't particularly thin.
Taboo.
Yeah.
Oh, was that the first
one? He was the jungle wizard.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's only in one, I believe.
Oh, no. He's one who was just like, his head was just constantly sticking out of bushes, right? Yep. It's like, I don't want to draw this guy, but I do want to draw some bushes. Well, we did it again.
All done.
We're back from the moon.
Woo!
Moony moon moon.
Moontastic. Moonrific. You know, we had a lot of fun here today.
We did.
I think we did.
I did.
Oh, good.
Did you not have fun?
I had fun.
Mooning each other on a podcast.
No. Oh, that's, yes. That's what I thought this topic was about. I wasn't very prepared, no, but I'm sure it'll come across in audio format.
I do not understand astronomy at all.
Astronomy.
Who are we?
Well, I'm Kyle Lees, and you can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com. I make, like, comic
leaf
stuff.
And le- no, sorry.
I make a leaf.
I eat a leaf.
I make a leaf. I put it on a tree. My job is done.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
So you're the one.
That's me.
He's very busy.
That's what I do. Check it out. Who are you?
I'm Bri Kotick. You can check out the comic that I do at welcometohereafter.com. I'm not going to tell you when, because I don't know when, but it'll be there at some point.
It's always
there right now.
It's always there. Oh, it's always there.
If you haven't read it before, jump on board. There's lots to read. Catch up to what he's
doing.
Quite a bit.
So close to 500. It's so going to take way longer to get there than I think, though.
So close.
I'm so tired.
I'm Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. Yeah, I have three graphic novels, shirts, stuff, prints, things, stickers, cards. You can find me at Merc on Facebook, Merc and Not Like Astronaut on Instagram, and yeah, that's about all.
We never talked about that Apollo 18 movie. That's okay.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what? That movie could have been really good and about the moon, but instead it was just kind of about the moon. That's it.
Mm-hmm. It's all from the moon's perspective. Mm-hmm. I think they just did it from the wrong.
What if there was a movie from the moon's perspective?
just a rocket getting slowly closer. It's like, what the fuck is this?
Hey, no, it's my face.
Are you going around me? Oh, God, are you going around me?
Oh, God.
Go around. No.
I think with that, we will say goodbye for the week. But before we go, I believe Merc has a poem.
Good Night Moon by Margaret Wise Brown and Merc. On the blue area of the moon, there was a watcher's home and a word balloon and a picture of the Skrull cow jumping over the moon. There were three little squares sitting on chairs. That's Reed Richards, Tony Stark, and T'Challa. And two little villains who just escaped prisons. And a little toy house shrunken by Pym, that louse. And a Hulk who did blush, for the toilet didn't flush. And a supervillain who was whispering hush.
Wrong company.
I know, but I had an idea. I couldn't ignore it. Yeah. Thanks for correcting me mid-poem. Good night, Watcher's Room. Good night, Watcher's Moon. Good night, Skrull Cow jumping over the moon. And good night, Dr. Light and all of DC, that's right.
I don't need to explain.
All right.
Yeah.
Good night, Squares. That's still Reed Richards, Tony Stark, and T'Challa.
Yeah.
Goodnight chairs, also a Skrull in disguise. Goodnight villains who just escaped prisons. Goodnight doves and hawks, and goodnight Tony's detox. Goodnight little house shrunken by Pim that louse. Goodnight Hulk, and goodnight Flush. Nobody used that toilet, it was the Hulk he crush. And goodnight to the supervillain whispering hush. Goodnight Thunderstrike and Vibe. Goodnight Alice and Blair. Goodnight lame characters everywhere.
Aww.
My kisser.
Yeah.
My kisser. I mean, eye.
Okay. You don't kiss with your eye?
Eskimo kisses?
Before no, I wait. Start.
That's the nose. Butterfly kisses.
Just get those eyelashes tangled together.
Ugh, like Eon Flux.
Let's flux it up.
I'm gonna catch a spider in there. And, you know, I'll use that spider to catch the fly, which I caught in my other eyelashes.
I like it.
Venus eye trap.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.